Blog Talk Radio. And almost start, be about to shop They have to pull over if you're driving your car because you're so happy just thinking about the Father and what he has done for us, and particularly what he has done for you. He has continually blessed me. He keeps blessing me day after day, and that devil seems to attack me. He wants me on his side. I have told him to leave me alone. I want you, devil, to go to God. I want God to stop you from attacking me. I'm trying to live for God. Don't bother me. Tell your angels to stay away from me. Well, sheep, have you noticed that we're having different things on the land? Like when our father gave the plagues of Egypt, we are constantly having bad things that happen to us in this country. And I'm just shocked, really shocked. On Sunday, there was murder in Texas and in Cleveland, Ohio. When I say Texas, I mean that's down south. It's a state in the United States on the border of close to Texas. I forget what city there was, but there was tragedy. So many murders. For what? You want to send those people? They may have not gotten a chance to turn their life around. Maybe they were going to go to heaven. But you may have messed it up for them. Sheep, let's pray for those that was caught up in that mess in Texas and in Ohio. If the Lord doesn't take you out, the Lord is supposed to take you out, not you. Whoever you are, stop that hatred. You need to stop that. There is a God, and he is going to show himself probably to you. You act like this is your country, but it is not. There were people in this land before your people came and took it over and claimed it, and they're still doing it to this day. This country were Indians. There were Indians, and there were black Indians too. Why? Because my great-great-grandfather was a black Indian. Now, say that it wasn't, and I'm going to call you a lie to your face. Because he was, and I'm here. I'm part of what he did to get me here. I am here. Saints or sheep, I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy. We're going to read chapter 30 and hopefully I can read all of it and then read chapter 31 as well. But first, let me have a little prayer. And then you say your prayer as well as I. You say, you praise our Father in heaven. And you tell him what you want him to know. I would only take a minute or so to say a prayer. And then after a while, I will say, I will pull you all in and I say, I will close your prayer out. Is that okay? Let's do it for us. Let's thank our Father in heaven. You know he has chosen us, and the enemy that thinks that this is his land or their land. In this book, Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 6, he says that he chose us. We did not choose him. He chose us. And I'm thankful. I'm happy about that. I am so happy about that. When he first told me to feed his sheep, I didn't want to do it because I was scared of what people would say. And I wasn't all that smart. I was like, wonder why he was picking on me. But I'm so glad that he chose me. There are a lot of people he doesn't choose. But he chose me, and I'm telling everybody, yeah, he chose me. And I wouldn't do it because I was scared at first. Now I've gotten a little better. Let's say our prayer to our Heavenly Father. Father in heaven, it's you who I serve and not the devil. I do not want to ever serve Lucifer or whatever his nicknames are. I don't want him to touch me or be around. He comes to me in my dreams. Please stop him. Stop him. And his hate, they will come to me in dreams. Make him stop. I have chosen you. I want to be on the Lord's side. I thank you for giving me that option to choose you. Father, I want to thank you for giving us a place to stay. More abundantly, I want you to, more importantly, I want to thank you for raising up from out of the grave to come back and tell us who you were. I also thank you for protecting us from natural disasters. Even though my lights went out one night, I think it was last Monday, and it was lasted half a day on Tuesday. My electricity was out, but my light and the yard light was showing. People were asking me if I had electricity. I didn't have electricity in the dark, just as everyone else. But nonetheless, you gave me light. My home was lit up. And I was thinking, what if we were getting bombed? And my light is on. They would surely drop a bomb near where the light is on. So I thought I would have to turn my light on. But Father, I just want to thank you for saving us from natural disasters and chemical disasters. You know, like in certain places of the United States, there is flooding going on. You have protected us from flood. And so far, you have protected us from chemical disasters. But I noticed that this man who is of another nation tested yesterday, I think, two of his bombs. And I was impressed with one of them where it showed up. It was going out which ways. I was saying, wow, he has that. Father, thank you for blessing us and saving us. For we serve you with our whole heart. Thank you for opening up ears and eyes and minds and understanding for your sheep. You're helping us and giving us courage and prosperity. I thank you for all of it. You're also giving us good health and sane mind. I thank you. I thank you. Even though I say the name that the white man gave you, and that is Jesus, I mean to say Yah, because that's what I have read in the Bible. I think your name is Yah, and I bless you. I thank you for saving us and choosing me. out of the millions and millions of people, you talk to me. You only said three words, but I remember them, and I remember them for 27 years. I didn't do what you told me. And you had told me way back in the 80s, I think it was 1981, when you told me to feed your sheep. I was so scared. I went around asking people to, if the Lord told me to feed your sheep, should I? Father, forgive me for that. I should have been obedient then, but I was just too afraid. I thank you for blessing me now, in Jesus' name. Well, now see that Jesus is stuck in my head. I've been in the church for over 40 years, and this word is stuck in my head. I only start remembering the word Yah about less than 10 years ago when I started reading the Bible and found out that you call yourself Yah. Well, your son calls himself Yah. And sometimes when I'm praying, I say, Father, and I mean you, Father, in heaven. And some, I have not read where you call yourself God yet, but I do mean you. And most times, I'm thinking of Jesus when I say, Father. Oh, there's that word again. I'm trying to get it out of my mind. Release me from the word Jesus, unless you don't want me to. Right now, I'm thinking that America is going through some of the plagues that were in Exodus. What chapter was that? 7? In Exodus, where Satan didn't want to, where in Egypt, he did not want to let his people go. And this is what you're showing me, I think. You know, there was like the sea had turned into blood. Then there was frogs and lice and gnats. Lives and boars and their livestock was dying. Then there was war, hail, thunder, and fire. And this happening today. The locusts I've not seen. We have had one day of blackout, but not 3 days and not the firstborn. I've died yet. Please don't let the firstborn die. Father, I'm just talking. Let me get into the book so your sheep can learn more about you and less about what I say. Listen, sheep, I am going to start in the Deuteronomy verse 30. However, on my board in the computer on the Feed My Sheep program, it says that we're going to read Deuteronomy chapter 26. Well, we have read that where you are to give your first fruit and your offerings unto God. You are to give the first fruit of your land unto God, where unto the Lord, wherever he chooses for you to give them. So we have read chapters 26. Now, let us go into chapter 30, and I pray that my Father allows me to see all of this without making mistakes. Let's go, chapter 30 and verse 1, and let's read until we finish it, and then go into chapter 31. Chapter 30, Deuteronomy, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God has driven you, and shall return unto the Lord your God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command you this day. You and your children with all your heart and with all your soul. But that's one of the first commandments that the Lord told us. We are to love our Father. God, I love our Father in heaven with all our heart and our mind and our souls. I may not be saying it right, but we're to love God with everything that we have. And with everything that we can believe, we can believe in God. Believe in the Lord our Father. That then the Lord your God will turn your captivity and have compassion upon you and will return and gather you from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you. And he scattered us for good reason, because if we were one place, they may have decided, as the preacher I was listening to one of his tapes last night, they may have decided to kill us all if we were in that one place. But no, we are scattered. Verse 4, if any of you be driven out unto the outmost parts of heaven, from there will the Lord your God gather you, and from there he will fetch you. Fetch means that he will bring you from there, or keep you, get you out of there. Verse 5, and the Lord your God will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed. Oh, he's going to bring us back. So you over in Israel, where he's going to bring us back to the land that our fathers possessed. And he's going to do it. So I want you out of there. But it's just that I want you out of there. You're saying that you are us, but you are not. I recorded this young man. I forget. He says that you are the Canaan somebody. I forget. You are the Canaanites or something. You're not the children of God, and you are lying, and you have tricked some of the people in the United States where I am to believe that you are his holy children, but you're not. Look at me. You look at me and you're saying, you put me down, cast, and all that, thinking that you are it where you're not. And I hope that our Father shows everyone that he looks like me. He looks like those statues that I saw on TV that the archaeologists bought up from in South America. They look like me. You got the wide nose and thick lips. They look like me. Not where you come from. Where did you come from? Over in the I call them now white country, where up north where it's cold, very cold. You need to go back there. You're saying that this is your country when it is not. It is ours. And the Lord your God will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. and he shall do you good and multiply you above your fathers. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you mayest live. And that's what you do, see? Love our Father with all your heart and all your mind and your soul so that you can live. And that's what I do. Verse 7, and the Lord your God will put all these curses upon your enemies. Oh, thank you, Father. I don't want to suffer no more. And on them that hate you, thank you, which persecute you. And the word persecute means to abuse you or oppress you. And, you know, that nation that does that to us, they oppress us, saying that things that they should not say about us. Verse 8, and thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord and do all his commandments which I command you this day. And the Lord your God will make you plenteous in every work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, in the fruits of your cattle, and in the fruit of your land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over you for good. Thank you, Father, for doing that. As he rejoiced over your father. If you shall hearken, and hearken means to listen unto the voice of the Lord your God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in the book of the law. And if you turn unto the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, for this commandment I have commanded you this day. The commandment means I have wanted you this day. It is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. No, the commandments are not hidden from us. And our Father tells us this. He has this, excuse me, see, I had to prepare. I just ate lunch a few minutes ago before I came on the air. So that should be expected of me. I try not to burp, but I do. Verse 11. For this commandment, which I command you this day, is not hidden from you, neither is it for all. It is not in heaven that you should say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. You know, he has told his prophets, have written the words in the Bible of what we should do. I just happen to be one of those sheep who was told to feed his sheep. And I'm trying to tell you what is said in the Bible, but I keep interrupting myself. I need to stop that. Verse 12. It is not in heaven that you should say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very near unto you in your mouth and in your heart that you may do it. See, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil, that I may command you thee, that I may command you this day. Instead of saying command, that the word is order you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and statutes and his judgments, that you mayest live and multiply, and the Lord your God shall bless you in the land where you go to possess it. But if thine heart turns away, so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land where you go and passes over Jordan to go to possess it. So Moses is telling them, you are to obey the Father, our Father in heaven. And if you don't do it, then he will denounce you unto this day, that you shall surely perish, and that you will not prolong the days upon the land, whether you possess it over Jordan to go and possess it. Verse 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. Verse 20, that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is life, and the length of your days thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give to you. Now, I have read you verse 30 in its entirety. And so, I want you sheep to understand that we have not gone over into our land. We have been captured by the enemy. And, the curses that we have, hopefully you understood the curses in Deuteronomy chapter 28. All those curses have come up on us black folks. You are to know those curses. And we're living in the curse, and it's about to end at the end of 2019, if it doesn't end sooner. I know that when I was in school, and I have a book here in the house somewhere, it says that we were brought over into Jamestown in 1619. And I remember reading in the Bible, Genesis chapter 15, maybe verses 12, 13, just read all of it, where he was told, when I say he, Abraham was told that his children would be slaves for 400 years. And he started crying. He was weeping for us. and our 400 years are almost over with. And I don't know what the next phase will be, but it will be that we will come out of this land with riches. And I'm waiting to come out this land with riches because our forefathers had to work for free, for nothing. And some of them work for free and kill for nothing, a little of nothing. And see, my grandfather was a sharecropper until the 50s, 1950s. So this country owes us, and I want to live to enjoy the benefits of the money, that the benefits of those, the wealth that we are going to get when we come out of this land. Now let me restart reading chapter 31. I only have 8 minutes left. I will read as much of it as I can. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. He said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord has said unto me, you shall not go over this Jordan. The Lord your God, he will go over before you, and he will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before you, as the Lord has said. And the Lord said, and the Lord shall do unto them as he did in Sihon and in Og, the kings of the Amorite, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, and you may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you, which I have ordered you. Be strong and of courage. Let me read verse 6 again. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, it is that do go with you. He will not fail you, nor forsake you. Forsake means to abandon you or leave you. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for you must go with this people into the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give unto them. And you shall cause them to inherit it. Now, who is that supposed to? Well, what is the name of the person that took Moses' place? Oh, she is so smart. It was Joshua. Okay, let's read verse 8. And the Lord, he is that doeth go before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you, neither forsake you. Well, that's forsake means to leave you or abandon you. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Dismayed means to be horrified or shocked. So when our Father, when he goes with you, don't be scared. Don't be horrified. Be of good courage. Then do what our Father tells you to do. And Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and said unto the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity, I'll spell it, S-O-L-E-M-N-I-T-Y. Excuse me. That's like a ritual or ceremony of whatever that one of the commandments of our Father, the 7 year of release. So after 7 years, whatever debt you have, you are to release it. You are to say, it's over. You can go forget about trying to pay me back. In the Feast of Tabernacles, yes, in the Feast of Tabernacles, every 7 years, that's when you are to release the debt. Number eight, verse 11. When all Israel is come to appear before the Lord your God in the place which he shall choose, you shall read the law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men, women, and children, and the strangers that is within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God, to observe and to do all the words of the law. Verse 18, and that their children shall have, which have not known anything, may hear and learn of the fear of the Lord your God, as long as you live in the land where you go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord said unto Moses, behold, thy days approach that you must die, and Joshua, and present yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, that I may give him charge. That's a duty. And Moses, I'm going to pick it up at verse 15 this coming Friday, where I'm leaving off. I'm going to stop right now because I have 90 seconds. I was just told. And she, I want you to come back and understand these words that I am saying. I am saying to, I have 60 seconds left. Let us say a closing prayer to our Father in heaven. Father in heaven, we come thanking you for your protection day and night, and keeping all evil from us, from Satan and his saints, who brings us evil. In your Son's name, Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, I say this, amen. I say that prayer, amen. And remember, in James chapter 4, verse 15, where our Father said, well, where it is said, if it's God's will, I will come back to you this Friday and bring to you what is left in verse 31. Also, sheep, I want you to go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play and purchase this song, High and Lift It Up. It'll cost you no more than $2 or $3. Please go and purchase that song. My nephew, who I am very proud of, produced that song, purchased it for him. I want you to remember that God loves you, and so do I. I was trying to get this song to play, but it would not play for me. So I'm going to say, see you this Friday at 5 o'clock instead of today. I had work done in my home. That's why I come at this time. I thank you all for listening, and hopefully you will become my new follower, just as the young man followed me the week before. I'm so proud of him. I'm happy. I'm going to say goodbye for now. I'll speak with you this Friday after 5 o'clock.